I'm so glad that you're here this morning. We're going to be in the book of Luke, if you have a Bible. We've already read through the Christmas story from our music set. We'll do it this way. There we go. We've already read through the music set, or the Christmas story is what you want to call that. The birth of Jesus Christ. We read through that this morning as we started the day all the way through our music set. And thank you for the people that read. Thank you for the person that helped put that together. We could just go home, right? No? Good. At least one person wants to stay. Let's have a little fun this morning, because that's what we do here, and that's what I want to do with you. I'm going to put some pictures up on the screen, and don't blurt out the answer. These are probably things that you've seen. I want to see if you can guess the name of the song by the picture. Let's start with the young children. All right, so go ahead and put the first one up there. Can y'all tell me what name of the song that is? What is it? Silent Night. Are you sure? Why is that? Because it's a night with his, he's saying, shh. All right, good. So we got one. All right, let's try another one. I'm going to let the students do this one. What's that one, students? My son knows the answer. All right, Kale, you don't get to choose the last one. I'm going to see if the students can get the last one. Let's see if we can do the last one since they got. What's that one? What is it called? It's a Christmas song. What's missing? Adults, help them out. Noel, are you sure? H-I-J-K. Oh. What's wrong with that? That's pretty fun, isn't it? Teresa, there's a whole page for these. You can do them with your students at school. All right. I was intrigued this season, this Christmas season. I was intrigued by the last one. Noel, okay? I will tell you, on Wednesday night, as we began with the Connect Kids, we had a blast on Wednesday night. Didn't we, Brother Don? It was an interesting conversation. What we did on Wednesday night with the Connect Kids was we took a word that we see and hear often during this time of the year. We took the word nativity and we just said, what does that even mean? And then with a little help from Scripture, a lot of help from Scripture, and a whole lot of kids going, what? What? Are you sure? We arrived, after about 35 minutes, at a biblically responsible nativity scene, and it doesn't look like what you think it would. It's a whole nother day and a whole nother conversation. But we're going to do something much the same with this one today. What the word Noel, what does it even mean? What does it even mean? I went to a webpage. It's called Got Questions. And let me just tell you, the webpage is not the end-all be-all to all your questions. It doesn't have all the answers, but it's a pretty good place to start if you want a biblically responsible answer. So I went to the webpage called Got Questions, and I typed in, what is Noel? Is it a who? Is it a what? How do we even approach this word? Is it even in Scripture? And this is the definition that I got. Every year, people sing songs like the first Noel at Christmas. And then many wonder what a Noel is. In French, Joyeux Noël, and I don't speak French, so I apologize to anybody that does, means Merry Christmas. Our modern English word comes from the Middle English word Noel, N-O-W-E-L. And in 1828, Webster's Dictionary defined this as a shout of joy or Christmas song. A shout of joy. I like that definition. I can live with that definition. Because I think about when we say the first Noel, man, what a shout of joy that must have been. All right? So I'm good with that. I went a step further, and I looked at my wonderful MacBook Pro. It has a dictionary in it. And I said, what does it say? And it says this. It says Christmas. That's the definition. Christmas, especially as a refrain in carols and on Christmas cards. My MacBook Pro let me down a little. All right? It happens every now and then. Mac product lets you down. That was a joke. What does it all mean? What is a Noel? Who is Noel? Is it a person? Is it a place? Is it a thing? I don't know at this point. I know we sing about it, right? How does the song go? The first. How do y'all know that? How do you know that? Where did you read that? I don't know. I don't know. I'm so glad that you're here this morning. As we take a look at this from a biblically responsible point of view, let's turn in our Bibles to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2 is where we'll be. I want to read Luke 2, starting in verse 8. You can stay in your seats. You guys have been up and down a whole bunch today. It's okay. Luke 2, verse 8. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Keep reading verse 13. "And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom He is pleased.'" Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this critical part of your word. None of it is any more important than the others, but Father, we are so grateful for what happened this night when angels came and they made a pronouncement of Jesus' birth. And Father, you sent Jesus to take on the form of a man for the sake of our sin. Father, thank you for that. I hope and pray that we will praise you for that in a way that only you deserve. Father, we love you. We give this time to you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. So remember what our definition, our working definition, we're kind of working our way through this. Our working definition of the word Noel, a shout for joy. When was the last time you shouted for joy? Most people, it would come at a sporting event. That's usually about the one time we shout. Maybe it was the last time you watched the TV and a sporting event was on. Maybe you're one of those. You shout at the TV because you know they can hear you. I have to tell you this. One time, Brandy and I went to a Dallas Cowboys game, and there was a guy where we were sitting, and she remembers there was a guy yelling to the players on the field, "Look at the slant to Glenn!" Like they can hear him. And he was putting some energy into it. Shouting. Man, that's fun. What about first announcements? The first time you hear an announcement. What does that look like for you? The first announcement of your day. What does that look like? We have a rooster. Apparently, he is time-challenged because he has taken on the responsibility of crowing anytime in the morning between 3 and 4 a.m. So So at the next MIP, if I show up with chicken strips, y'all will know. That's a joke. Roosters crow for a lot of reasons, right, Brother Clinton? I did some research because they don't just think that they're controlling the sun. They crow for a lot of different reasons. So I don't know. Apparently, between 3 and 4 o'clock, something stirs him, and he's like, I need to announce my presence to the world. First announcement of the day. What about for you, typically, if you don't have a rooster? It might be your alarm clock. That's the first announcement of the day for you, your alarm clock. And you probably have been using the same alarm clock or the same sound on your phone to get up for who knows how long. So when you hear it, you know this is a work day. Or you hear it and you know this is just telling me that I need to do something. This is a reminder that I need to get up and do something because my wife told me. I mean, that was a joke too. So what does it look like? My wife's phone is amazing. The alarm goes off, and this voice, this pleasant voice comes on and says, it's currently this temperature outside, and here's the news. And it starts telling the news. I'm like, I don't want to know the news. I want to go to sleep. First announcement of the day. There was a man that said to his older friend, I don't need an alarm clock. I go to the bathroom every morning at 7 a.m. His friend said, is that bad? He said, yes, it's terrible. He said, well, why is that? And he said, well, I don't wake up till 9. That's terrible. First announcement of the day. Man. Let's look at this again. In the same region, there were shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. I thought about this, and I thought most of us wouldn't even have made it to the pronouncement of Jesus' birth, because if an angel shows up in front of me, where am I going? Away. I'm gone, for most of us. But the angels stick it out. Verse 10, but the angel said to them, don't be afraid, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. Good news of great joy. A shout for joy. The angel shows up and says, I've got an announcement to make. The first announcement, the most important announcement. A shout for great joy. Why? Because I've got an announcement that is not just for you. It will be for all the people. Whenever our children were born, both of them, I remember sitting in the hospital, and maybe you guys have experienced this, but now whenever children are born, every time a baby is born, something happens in that maternity wing. What happens? Do you remember? They play over this PA system some chime or some song. Yeah? Right, Miss Nita? They do that because something, somebody, a person has been born. And this chime rings out over the whole maternity wing, and everybody knows that a baby has been born. It's their first announcement of their presence into the world. That's a good thought. And so you think about this announcement. It's going to be for all the people. This is an announcement that will change the world. It's not just an announcement that something good is coming or something good is here. This is an announcement that will change the world. See the difference? When my children were born, it changed my world, not everybody else's. But this is an announcement that will change everyone's world. Angels. Why angels? Is that even important that we know? We're talking about Noel. What is that? Who is that? Is that even a person, place, or a thing? Why the angels? Why did we need angels to show up and do this? Why not just send Joe Schmuck into the field to the shepherds? So I'm sure there was another shepherd out there not tending to his sheep, throwing rocks at the other rock. Why not send that guy? Well, you see, angels are God's messengers. And this doesn't come without precedence. In Matthew 1:20, angels appear to Joseph to talk about the birth of Jesus. In Luke 1:26 through 33, we read that an angel appears to Mary to talk about the birth of Jesus. This is not without precedence. I want to look at verse 13 again. Because it says, "And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased.'" Now, when you think about the first Noel, that song that you guys so wonderfully sang a few minutes ago, when you think about that, what do you think of? I want to put a picture up because I just did the typing. I typed it in, the first Noel, and this is what came up. I clicked on the image tab, and this is what I got. That's pretty good, isn't it? You see that angel? And you see the host of angels? What does that look like to you? A choir. Yeah. Margie, I see a Hallmark movie coming out of this. I see it. This gives you that warm and fuzzy feeling of the first Noel. And we break into song, the first Noel. And we have this little unassuming angel. And we have the shepherds. And we have a choir of angels. Sing, choir of angels. We've got it, man. We know this stuff. But I want to give you another way to look at this. Probably a little more biblically responsible way to look at what we are saying and singing. I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Revelation. I am so glad that you're here this morning because I will forever change, I hope, the way that you look at this. Revelation chapter 12 is where we'll be. Revelation chapter 12, I want to look at verse 7. And it says this, "And there was a war in heaven." If you've never read this, I would encourage you to read the book of Revelation. It's fascinating. It's engaging. It tells you a whole bunch that you probably don't know. "And there was a war in heaven," it says. "Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon." Who can't get behind that? "The dragon and his angels waged war." I want to stop right there because I looked and we get this. We have Michael in Revelation 12:7, the archangel Michael. And he's doing what? What is he doing? He is waging war with whom? With his angels. Wait a minute. The same word, the same exact word that we find here for his angels is exactly what we find in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 13, "And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts." The angel that shows up in the book of Luke, chapter 2, is just like the warrior angels that we find in Revelation, chapter 12. That doesn't look like this, does it? When you think about that, Does that angel look like a warrior angel with a host of warrior angels? I don't think so. And you say, "Well, Brother Adam, you don't know what they look like." You're right. I don't have any idea what a warrior angel looks like. I have no idea. I don't see what it looks like in any part of Scripture. But I want you to think about the birth and the announcement of Jesus' birth in a completely different way. Because you look at this, the first Noel, and you think about this is the image that comes to your mind. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But then I want you to think about these angels as being angel armies that are waging war against the dragon, which is whom? That's who we know to be Satan. And this is what you get at the announcement of Jesus' birth. It had to be an angel because there's nothing else in the world. There's nothing else on this side of the world that would do justice to this announcement. Why? Because he says in his announcement, he says, "For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." And then there appeared a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, shouting for joy. Why? Because they were saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." This angel army and this warrior angel came with a pronouncement of peace through the birth of Jesus Christ. And why did it take a warrior angel? Because Christ would wage war on sin and death. And there was nothing else that could make that announcement. None of us could have done that justice because they said, "This child is coming to bring peace, not in the way that you think, but he's going to wage a war on sin and death. And we're going to be right there with him." How cool is the first Noel now? It is a shout for joy because we win. It is a shout for joy because there is peace on earth because of Jesus Christ. It is a shout for joy because we are waging war against sin and death. And we have something to shout about.
Amen.
We do. It is a shout for joy. As we finish this morning, who needs to hear your version of the first Noel? Who needs to hear that shout for joy, that shout for hope, that shout for comfort, that shout for peace? Somebody in your circle of influence needs to know who Jesus Christ is. And there is no better time than today to tell them about that. As we finish this morning, we're going to do something just a little different. I want you, as I was talking about that, I'm going to have Margie and Brandy come back to the stage. There is somebody in your circle of influence. Whomever that person is that came to your brain, that needs to know that there is a war being fought against sin and death. We're going to spend some time. We're going to sing Noel. And some of the lyrics of the song say, "Come and see what God has done." Because I don't want you to think about this anymore when you think the first Noel. I want you to think about something else completely. I want you to think about this. Because it's not about fat, unassuming angels with harps and choirs of angels. It is about the war that is being waged on sin and death. And that should bring a shout for joy for you and for me. So as we sing, as we finish this time of invitation, I want you to stay right where you are. I just want you to stop what you're doing. I want you to bow your head. I want you to pray specifically for that person, whomever it is, that needs to know about Jesus Christ and what he's done. I want you to pray for that person while we sing. And after we finish, there'll be a few more instructions and we'll be done. But let's take this time right now to sing together, or you pray as we sing.
We begin singing this song, or playing this song, and Brandy sings. just pray for that person. Because there's a person today that needs to hear about Jesus Christ.
Love incarnate, love divine. Star and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee. Savior of humanity. Unto us a child is
Father, thank you for just another opportunity to pray for those that need to hear about you, that need to hear our shout for joy because of what your Son has done. Father, that we might engage a lost and broken world to see them come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Father, would you make those appointments happen this week? Would you help us to be bold in our shout for you so that people come and see what you have done? We love you and give you this time. In Jesus' name we pray.